Hello everyone, how are you all doing? Welcome back. This is Iron Eagle Mike, back for another episode of the I Am Enough Healing a Broken Body podcast. And today we're going to just quickly talk about superfoods. One of my favorite superfoods is the acai berry, A-C-A-I, acai. For those of you who are not familiar with it, it is a berry that grows in the Amazon jungle, predominant in Brazil. Now, it's not really a berry technically. It's more of like a drupe because it's got a pit like an apricot. So, but for all intents and purposes, everybody thinks it's like a berry, you know, like a berry. So that's it. Now, this amazing superfood, if you're not familiar with what superfoods are, you probably heard the terminology. There's all kinds of superfoods out there, and what it really is basically foods that have that are very nutrient dense, meaning they have, you know, a high amount of vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, antioxidants. You know, it's got some, you know, good omega-3-6 fatty acids. It's it's got some protein, good amino acid profile, and basically it's like concentrated. You know, some examples of that aside from the acai, we've got cacao, you've got kale, you got spinach, you got broccoli. You know, so basically like these are, you know, examples of that. But I'm just going to talk today about this super fruit called the acai, which was actually introduced to the American market. Oh, you know, way back, you know, at least 10, 15 years. And, you know, in Brazil, everybody's used that, for their health. You know, it's a great source of anthocyanins, plant sterols, antioxidants. So it is an awesome food. Now, it helps fight inflammation. It's great for mental focus, you know, cognitive function, great for detoxing. For me personally, it's great for digestion and, the detox of the liver and kidneys. And when you detox the liver and kidneys, it basically helps your skin become much healthier. Not only that, it's also, you know, an anti-inflammatory fighter because the high antioxidant count, the AURAC value, or the oxygen reduction capacity, is able to neutralize these free radicals and other stuff that causes inflammation within the body. And that's the reason why, you know, a lot of people feel better when they're consuming this fruit. And same thing with me. It's got a very good source of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. You know, these are the fatty acids that are very important for the brain, very important for the heart, very important for the nervous system. The acai berry got it all covered. Now, there are a lot of different products out there, and the thing is, you gotta watch out for what they put in there to make it palatable, meaning that because by itself it is very bitter. It's got an earthy kind of cacao tone to it, but it is very bitter. It's hard to choke down by itself. You know, I've tried, you know, other brands where it's just straight up like that, and you know, it's so, you know, I can choke it down, but most people can't. So there's a lot of juices out there in the market. You know, Sambazon is very popular, and you got all these acai bowls. The thing is though, when you start adding a lot of sugar into acai to make it sweeter, then it kind of is like kind of negates the value, right? Because like you know, like for example, a typical acai juice from Sambazon's got about 29 grams of sugar in 8 ounces. Not exactly, you know, like a good amount of sugar to be putting in your body, because that's equivalent to roughly 5 teaspoons of sugar. And the recommended daily intake of added sugars really should be, you know, less than 25 grams a day. Added sugars, okay? You know what, when it comes to natural occurring sugars, that's different. But I'm talking about looking at the label. So acai, you know, you can get it in capsules, and there's different ways that they preserve it. And the thing is, the acai is a very delicate fruit, and you know, it goes bad very quickly, just like a coconut does. Like when you open a coconut, you gotta consume the juice and the water and eat the meat very quickly, otherwise it goes really, really bad and you can get really sick. Same thing with acai. Because it only grows in that region in the Amazon, then you're not, you know, it, like the handling of it, right? You know, so when it's harvested from the trees, you know, like, it just makes it very delicate. So there's other ways to preserve the fruit, but it affects the nutritive value, the nutrient value of the acai. So a lot of these acai companies, from what I've tried before, and I'm going to talk to you about this amazing brand that you know, that I came about and I actually represent. So I may be a little bit biased, but I challenge you to try this product yourself, and over, you know, consistent use of it, I tell you, you will never feel any better than any other product. You were, you know, this will revive you, this will revitalize you. You know, as my, you know, dear friend said to me, Mike, acai is life. You know, I mean, that just speaks volumes to, you know, about what this, you know, superfood does and what this particular product does for you, this brand. So going back to the acai, like you acai can be consumed as a juice, or it can be consumed in these frozen packs, so you can make your own bowl with it, put it in a blender or a Vitamix, and then you add, some other healthy fruits, like half a frozen banana, some pineapple, and then, you know, blend it together, add a little bit of almond milk or water just for consistency, and top it off with, some toasted coconut or chia seeds, for that matter, and then you get this very nutrient-dense superfood. But the thing is, though, like, here's one thing. You know, I ate acai bowls, but once I found out that, let's say, okay, if I go to Jamba Juice, I go to Juice It Up, I go to Whole Foods, and I consume an acai bowl, I didn't realize how much sugar that was being added to it, right? So, for example, the average bowl of acai that you're consuming has anywhere, depending on, you know, who's making it, anywhere from 50 to 65 grams of sugar in one freaking bowl. Okay, granted, yes, it may be, you know, there's a lot of different fruits in there, but you don't know, like, how much hidden sugars they've put in there. You know, they may have added agave syrup to it. They may have added commercial honey to it. Okay, so I'm talking about commercial honey. They may have added, you know, like, straight up, you know, cane sugar, you know, or just plain sugar. You know, if you're not checking the label, or if you're not asking, you know, who's making, it's like, okay, hey, where's the sugar coming from? Then you're suddenly consuming 60 grams of sugar in one sitting. And 60 grams, that is about, because you got 4 grams of sugar per gram. Oh boy. Yeah, we're talking about 15 teaspoons of sugar in that bowl. So it's like you drank, half 500 ml of Coca-Cola, or drank 2 glasses of pure orange juice. Now, for me personally, I don't drink any more juices, primarily because of all the sugars that are in there. Especially, you know, like orange juice and apple juice, the commercial brands, no more. Okay, let's talk about this organic acai. The history of this company, you know, was back in 2008. The founders of the company, they were originally from the Philippines. They caught on. They discovered that acai, you know, was coming out. Now, the wife, you know, was a registered nurse, and what she found was that a lot of her patients were not getting any better. Their quality of life was deteriorating, and they were on so many medications. So she was looking for a way to help her patients, you know, not just get off the medication, but, you know, feel better about their health and be able to thrive instead of, like, you know, just like deteriorating in the nursing home or deteriorating in the hospital. So it's fortunate that, you know, when she talked to her husband, who happened to work for a nutraceutical company at that time, and he was in IT, he approached the owner of the company and said, "Hey, is it okay if I can find a way to create this product with the R&D team using the acai because it's got a lot of these health properties." So that's the history of organic acai. So what this nutraceutical company did was they're not just like a company that just makes juice or just presses the acai and makes juice. They actually put together a synergistic blend using the latest, most advanced research and scientific development technology to come up with a product that would be so concentrated but yet taste so good and have immediate impact. And the longer you take it, the more wellness benefits you would experience. Everybody's different. So that's how the organic acai premium juice blend came about. They brought it to the Philippines, and in the Philippines, that's where they introduced it. Not here in the United States, but it is made here in California. So 4,000 stores later, 4,000 stores 10 years later, the Philippines is in love with organic acai, and now it's here in the United States. They approached me because of my background in health, fitness, and nutrition, and I wanted to test the product myself personally. I've been managing my type 2 diabetes for 7 years now naturally, through diet, nutrition, exercise, and basically a healthy lifestyle. But I also have this autoimmune condition in my liver that a few years ago left me almost dying and fighting for my life. So I created my own healing protocol of different superfoods, supplements, meditation, and exercise. So I introduced the organic acai to my regimen about 6 months ago. I've been taking it diligently, one shot a day. Basically, one shot is equivalent to 2 tablespoons or 30 milliliters. Now that's the instruction on the label. It says all you need to do is just take one or two servings a day. Each 946 ml bottle, almost a liter, provides 32 servings. So that's more than a month. And I'm sure just like everyone else, a lot of us are thinking maybe more is better. So I was thinking, geez, how can just this one shot do the trick? Okay, and then I found out that it's got 12,000 milligrams of acai puree, organic acai puree, in that one shot. So it's highly concentrated. It's delivered through, and absorbed so much more readily by the body. So taking it first thing in the morning on an empty stomach before you take your breakfast or start your day, this would be the perfect way to start your routine. So I started taking it. It tastes delicious. It's nowhere near nasty. I don't know why people think, acai can be really nasty, but this one is a carefully and precisely blended, acai puree, organic apple juice, organic acerola. You got green tea extract in there, just a little bit of guarana. Okay, now the people who are freaking out, I was like, oh my god, there's guarana in there. So it's like, no, it's just there in a precise amount. It's like less than 1 milligram or 0.98% of the serving. What it does, this guarana helps to also work with the acai synergistically to improve mental function, your brain, your cognitive function. So that's the reason why this product, which is organic, preservative-free, gluten-free, and 100% vegan, is like the elixir of life. My friend, she says it's acai is life. So I've been taking it consistently, and what I found for me with my condition was I've always had really bad problems with my digestion. Probably because maybe I'm too acidic, but this taking this shot once a day and then twice a day during my workout routine, when I work out, really made a big difference in my recovery and also in how my gut felt. I just felt, it's hard to describe, right? When you take something, it's not a medicine. Over time, the longer you take it, the better you feel. So to me, right, I was taking so many other different supplements and superfoods together, and I'm like, okay, it's maintaining me, I feel good and everything, but this one, it's like, it like just kickstarted the absorption of everything else I was taking, and really propelled my overall well-being, you know, wherein I just feel great, you know, like, I don't know about you guys and gals there, but feeling great, you know, that is, you know, like where you want to, you know, start when you're determining, you know, how you feel about your health. You feel great, whether you're a little bit overweight or a bit more overweight, once you start feeling great, then you're able to do a lot more things. So fast forward now to me. You know, I'm back to, you know, to doing my more intense workouts. You know, I'm 51 years old. You know, I've been, like I said, managing my type 2 diabetes and autoimmune, you know, liver condition. And, you know, this acai superfood, you know, I just take one shot a day. Okay, so go check out organicacai.com. It is on Amazon as well. You know, organic, like unique, the word unique, organic acai. So it's got the capsules as well for those of you who are like, well, maybe, you know, I just want to try it first. Well, the capsules, it's about 650 milligrams and it's freeze-dried. Okay, it's different from spray drying. Freeze drying is a more expensive method of preserving the acai. But what that means is it's more potent. So it's better than a spray dried capsule, you know. And, you know, there's so many different acai, you know, products out there that you don't know exactly how good it is. Whereas with this one, it's tested. You know, it's made here in California, you know, under stringent quality conditions. And it's certified USDA organic. What more can you ask for? Right? And it's a great investment for your health. So look it up, you know, check it out. For me, I can't speak volumes enough about this wonderful product. I encourage you to go try it yourself and see how it, you know, how it benefits your health. You know, it's making its debut here in the United States. We're going to be at the Fit Expo Anaheim next week, August 25 and 26. And then also, you know, in future events across the United States. But, you know, go check out acai. Do your research on it. You know, go check on what Dr. Josh Axe says about it. Dr. Mercola talks about it. You know, it's everywhere there. But the important thing is, like, the quality of the product. So go check out organicacai.com. And, you know, if you guys have any questions about the acai, how to take it, how to incorporate it with your lifestyle, leave a message here on my podcast and I will be sure to answer your questions. Okay? Have a wonderful, beautiful weekend. I love you all. Thank you for your support. This is Iron Eagle Mike signing off.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.